Hare Krishna. Question: why does Jiva Goswami say that Bhagavatam 2.2.37 is its Phalashruti? Normally the Phalashruti comes at the end of the book. So why does he put it practically at the start of the book, just two chapters after the conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami has begun? Answer: the message of the Bhagavatam is consistently repeated again and again. And that message is what is important. So 2.2.37 is essentially that message. 2.2.37 says, it talks essentially about Pibanti ye Bhagavat Atmanah Satam. Kathamrutam Shravana Puteshu Samrutam. Punantite Vishay Vidushitashayam. Prajanti Tacharana Saroruhantikam. So, Pibanti ye, those who drink Bhagavat Atmanah Satam. That law, about the Lord, they drink Shravana Puteshu Samrutam. Through the ears, till it fills their ears and fills their heart. Punanti te vishaya vidushitashayam. Such people, punanti, they become cleansed, they become purified of all impurities. Vishaya vidushitashayam. The desires are contaminated by contact with sense objects, they become purified of that. And then, vrajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Vrajanti, they go to the abode of the Supreme Lord. The charana saro, they attain his lotus feet. So now if we see, the Bhagavatam has a seminal question. Seminal means a defining question. A question from which the whole Bhagavatam grows. And that question is asked by Parikshit Maharaj towards the end of the first canto. That is, now what is the duty of a person, especially a person who is about to die? Mriyamanasya, when a person is about to die, what should such a person do? And in this verse, as well as the in 2.2.37, before the 2.2.36, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagwan Ishwaro Hari. There also he says, what should you do? Hear about, speak about, meditate, worship the Supreme Lord. Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. So there also he says that therefore constantly hear about him. So that question is answered by him. That question raised by Parikshit Maharaj, which is the seminal question of the Bhagavatam, is answered unambiguously. It is answered immediately also, that what is the use of hearing about other subjects? Just hear about the Supreme Lord. He speaks it right at the start of the second canto itself. But again, he repeats it here. And after talking about meditation on the Lord and the heart, he comes back and gives that as an unambiguous answer. And then if one hears like this, what will be the result? The result that will be that one will attain the abode of the Lord. And that is the phala that every serious dharmic seeker aspires for. One wants to attain the Supreme Lord's destination. So that phala will come just by hearing. Now in one sense, we could say that the Bhagavatam ends over here. And Parikshit Maharaj asked a question, what is the duty of a person about to die? And that question has been answered. And now Shukadeva Goswami is about to leave. But then, Parikshit Maharaj puts that answer into action by asking questions about the Lord. So he asks about how Lord Vishnu creates the world and how the Lord pervades the world. So how the Lord basically creates the world, what are the components of creation? Then he asks later on, who are the various incarnations? Like that, there are many questions he keeps asking throughout, and that's what keeps the narrative moving. So the Bhagavatam has a very tightly woven structure. That means, you know, sometimes we ask a question to someone and that person just rambles off. And we ask a question and the answer goes on for maybe 20 minutes and then at the end, there's so many points, many of them interesting, but we wonder where was the answer to the question. We get lost in a variety of points that come up. So this sort of, sometimes there are rambling conversations or rambling question answer sessions that happen. The Bhagavatam doesn't feature like that. Bhagavatam has a tightly woven structure where quite often when the questioner asks a question, the speaker answers the question, sticks to the answer And at the end of the answer, emphasizes that, okay, now this is the question that I have answered. This was your question and this is how I have answered it now. So the point of the Bhagavatam is that it, in its tightly woven structure, the question-answer session between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami is complete within the two chapters, at the end of the second chapter of the second canto. But Parikshit Maharaj accepts the answer, knows the answer is correct, but now he wants to apply the answer. So he's saying, Shukadeva Goswami said, hurry, hear about the Supreme Lord. Yes, I want to hear, so you please speak about it. So then he starts speaking about various glories of the Supreme Lord. And that same fruit which is talked about in 2.2.37 will be repeated many times in the Bhagavatam. By hearing this pastime, one will attain love for the Lord. One will become free from material existence. Like that, there are so many Phalashrutis that come. And the same Phalashruti will be repeated at the end of the 12th canto also. So, wherein it is said that one who hears about the Bhagavatam is the best way to purify oneself. One gets a taste in the Bhagavatam, then one will not be attracted by any other taste. Yatasam ruttupta sinanyatra syadati kochit. And that itself indicates that by hearing this Bhagavatam, if our taste for the world go away, then we will not stay on in this world. We will attain the transcendental abode of the Lord. So, Jeev Goswami gives a very structured presentation of the Bhagavatam. And he also reveals to us the structure of the Bhagavatam while giving the structured presentation of the Bhagavatam in the Sandarbhas. And thus, because the same Phalashruti, the same message that Bhakti can deliver everyone is reiterated in the Bhagavatam many times, Shukadeva Goswami, then that comes very rhetorical, very unambiguously and emphatically as a direct answer to Parikshit Maharaj's question in 2.2.36 and 37. So, Jeev Goswami gives the same Phalashruti that will come at the end of the Bhagavatam, and that the Phalashruti which comes at the end also comes so soon in the book indicates that the book has a very tightly woven logical structure where questions and answers come together in a clearly discernible pattern. And so this is a glory of the Bhagavatam, that in essence the message is given and then how that message is to be deeply understood, how that message is to be lived, that message of hearing is to be lived by actually hearing from the Lord or His devotees. And that's demonstrated throughout the Bhagavatam. And thus we relish the Lord's glories more and more while also knowing clearly what we are doing. And by relishing these glories, we can transcend material existence, which is the Phalashruti of the Bhagavatam. So it offers this as the fruit of hearing, and then it also offers the opportunity to hear abundantly by which we can get that phala. Thank you. Hare Krishna.